But first this hour, the State Transportation Department is planning to implement a system that aims to cut down on the number of wrong-way drivers on Valley freeways. That includes the use of sensors. ADOT has already put up new, bigger signs, but just last week, a wrong-way driver on I-17 resulted in 3 deaths, including the driver. Melissa Finley studies wrong-way drivers and ways to reduce these kinds of incidents. She's a research engineer at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
So what can transportation officials do to try to crack down or prevent wrong-way drivers, and how much of it is on the drivers themselves?
You know, it's a responsibility of engineers in many states. I do most of my research in Texas make sure that the correct signs and markings are out there. We do have standards for those to address wrong-way driving, but then sometimes we find certain areas that tend to maybe have a higher number of those incidences. And then we go in with things like sensors or other kinds of devices to try to help us identify why those are occurring. So that gives us some data and helps us to maybe mitigate those incidents. But a lot of times we find nationally and definitely in Texas, we have seen that a high proportion of those are alcohol-impaired drivers, which then comes back on the driver themselves because we shouldn't be driving above the legal limit of alcohol.
When you look at some of those areas where there is a higher proportion of wrong-way drivers, other than the impairment factor, is there anything else that you've noticed that sort of is maybe unique to that particular stretch of freeway that leads to these kinds of incidents?
You know, sometimes the design itself of the ramps can cause some confusion. There's been many studies over the years that have tried to pinpoint exact designs. And again, some tend to show a little bit higher, maybe a percentage of wrong way entries from different kinds of ramps, but it's not anything that's definitely conclusive. We do know that we have different designs over the years of ramps, you know, and so we get a mixture of those. Our state has a mixture of those. Different states tend to use different designs more. I'm not as familiar with exactly what Arizona uses on their freeways. But sometimes the design of those can contribute. We also know that there is a portion of wrong-way driving events that can be due to medical issues. Sometimes it's just confusion. We do see a little bit more of that. I've worked with a little bit of data in Florida with a person there in Florida that we see, you know, some elderly contributions to that, that they get a little bit more disoriented and maybe get on going the wrong way. And those do tend to happen, but they also tend to happen more during the daytime. So if you're looking at the highest proportion of wrong-way crashes happen at night, and of those, the vast majority do have to do with alcohol impairment.
Melissa, I don't want to send us into the realm of science fiction. And of course, we know how expensive it is to update things and to bring about new technology. But when it comes to those who are impaired, those are the folks who probably aren't going to necessarily get a simple message or even one that has flashing lights or not. I mean, is there a time, again, not to put us too far in the realm of science fiction, but a time in the future where, you know, we may have, you know, we've all driven through those parking garages where don't back up, your tire might be taken out, that sort of thing. Do we need to perhaps in some more dangerous stretches, perhaps experiment with that kind of thing?
Well, you know, we definitely don't want to use tire strips. Everybody always thinks that's an easy answer, and that's a great idea as far as just kind of trying to brainstorm. But they're not designed definitely for high-speed facilities. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with those that then can endanger your right-way drivers. What we are looking for in the future, though, is technology that would be able to detect that wrong-way driver. And we have those out there right now, but they do require, you know, some infrastructure to go in, and obviously you're picking ramps where you think you have a higher number of these incidences. But when we start thinking of connected vehicles or autonomous vehicles, that really gets us in a realm where we can reach out to many vehicles and cover a much larger area and be able to communicate the danger, obviously, to the person that's making the wrong maneuver, but also to those right-way drivers that may be impacted by that person. So if that person is still, for some reason, you know, we have the intoxicated person that doesn't see the alarms, doesn't take in the information and stop, we can at least get that information out to the other motorists so they can avoid a crash.
Melissa Finley is a research engineer at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. Melissa, thanks for your time.